This evening, I'm speaking to Namibia's first Minister of Education, Arts and Culture, Nasungula, who served as the third Prime Minister of Namibia from 21 March 2005 to 4 December 2012. Namibia's late President Hage Geingob succeeded him in a cabinet reshuffle after the 2012 SWAPO Party Congress. He subsequently served as the Minister of Defence from 2012 to 2015. Can you tell us about your childhood, where you grew up, and what your early years were like?
Well, I grew up in northern Namibia in the 1940s. It's a long time ago, eh? And I grew up in a village which is located in the region today you call Oshikoto. The village is called Onyanya. That is where I was born. And that's where I grew up. Normally, when you grow up in a village, you do like other boys do. Mainly, you start looking after your goats, the goats of your parents. Then you look after cattle to make sure that they are not going to destroy anybody's mahangu field. Then one day you go to school. The next day you are looking after animals. The next day you go to school. The other day, I look after animal until I finished my primary school. Then I relocated to a place called Onipa. That is where was there was a boys' school, so a boys' school there, where I continued with my education. Then I went to another boys' school near the Angolan border, a place called Engera. Those days, the schools were run by missionaries. In this case, Finnish missionaries from Lutheran congregations. Then from Engera, I went to Ongwediva Teachers Training College, but I didn't take a teacher training course. I followed from one, from two, from three, from four. I relocated to another school run by the missionaries called the Shuamboa School. Then I did my junior school certificate there. And I studied my matric, 1965. I decided I was not going to finish that matric there. I went to exile.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I went to Zambia. That is where I continued with my education until I finished my O-levels, Cambridge certificate. Then I was admitted to start education at the University of Zambia, where I got that diploma there.
And maybe you could tell us a bit about being in exile.
Being in exile, of course, it's not like being at home. It's a challenging life. We went there, when I went there, I was 21 years old. But I spent much of my time in schools. I didn't go to refugee camp. I was most of the time in schools. And when I finished my studies at the University of Zambia, I was given my first job, assigned by Sam Nyoma, that was 74. I was asked, directed to establish a school for the Namibian refugee children. These are children whose parents were forced out of Namibia when the War of National Liberation started. The children came from the Zambezi region, then called Kaprivi. Their villages were burned down, and they had to fly to flee with their parents into Zambia. And the SWAPO decided that Namibians fleeing into Zambia should not go to refugee camps. SWAPO should take care of them. That's why I ended up starting that school there in Zambia there.
And does it still stand?
We relocated from that place to Western Zambia. And after the adoption of 345, of course, that Namibia Education and Health Center ceased to exist. People came back to Namibia. So then in 75, I was assigned by SWAPO to go and work with the United Nations Council for Namibia in New York. And I stayed there until 78. Then I went back, I came back to Africa. By that time, SWAPO had relocated its provisional headquarters from Zambia, from Lusaka, to Rwanda, Angola. Angola was independent now. Then I was assigned to lead the sector or the Department of Education and Culture. And you know, those days, the situation was very tough here in Namibia.
Yes.
Because South Africa imposed a conscription of young people into South African army, the so-called Southwest Africa Territorial Force. So many young people in northern Namibia left the country because of that forced conscription. And they came into Angola. So we expanded our education activities. After the bombing of Gasinga, the Cuban authorities decided to take more than 1,000 young Namibians to Cuba, and they established two schools for them there. Then we also established a school in Congo, Congo Brazzaville, to get the young people a bit far away from war with the experience of Gasinga. So I stayed in this sector of education until we returned back to Namibia in 1979.
I mean, maybe you could tell us, how did you meet your wife? Was she from Namibia? Maybe you could elaborate on that. We would like to know.
Oh, yes. No, I got married in New York. My wife was studying in New York. She's a Namibian. Then we had two children. They are born in New York. They are big people now. And in fact, when I went back to Angola, I left her in New York, finishing her studies. She's a pharmacist. So if you did medicine, I can recommend you to visit
a pharmacy.
A pharmacy. She will be happy to give you some medicine.
Who were your biggest influences or role models growing up?
Yeah, role model. Those days, our heroes were Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere, Kenneth Kaunda. Those were the Jomo Kenyatta fighting for independence of Kenya, Mau Mau. Those were the nationalists which inspired us because they fought for their own independence and we drew inspirations from them. And they are the ones who actually inspired us to join politics.
To listen to the full interview, go to the podcast page on futuremedia.com.na.